由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，再一次欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to this program today.
我们欢迎你收听《天路导向》这一集的题目，就是信心之旅。
If you were listening to our last broadcast, you remember that I made you a promise.
如果你收听了上一集节目的话，你应该知道我曾经应承过你一件事。
And that is to tell you what Jesus said about selfish ambition.
我就会告诉你究竟主耶稣怎样看自私的野心的。
First, let me remind you that we are in the midst of a series of messages from the life of Abraham.
首先让我提醒你，这一集的信心之旅的讲道系列是有关亚伯拉罕的生平的。
And we saw a contrast between Abraham's contentment and Lot's greed.
而在上一集的节目当中，我们看过比较过亚伯兰的知足和罗德的贪婪。
Because division and quarrel can begin in the heart.
因为分裂和冲突往往都是从内心开始的。
The Bible tells us to guard our hearts from selfish ambition.
圣经教导我们要看守我们的心，要提防自私。
To guard our hearts from jealousy and envy.
要看守我们的心免于妒忌。
To guard our hearts against the desire to dominate or cause division.
要看守我们的心，提防支配欲，免得与人分裂。
No wonder Jesus told his disciples that there was a new commandment he was giving to them, and it was to love one another.
唔怪得主耶稣基督喺约翰福音嗰度话，佢要赐俾我哋一条新命令，就系要彼此相爱。
By this, he said, all men will know that you are my disciples.
佢话咁样，众人就会因此认出你哋就系我嘅门徒啦。
By what?
究竟系凭啲乜嘢呢
？By quarrelling with one another?
系咪凭住彼此嘅争执呢？
By forcing their opinion on the other?
是不是凭着强迫其他人同意你的想法呢
?By demanding your own way?
是不是强迫其他人按着你的方法来做事呢
?By bringing attention to yourself?
是不是要引起其他人的注意呢
?No, no, no.
不是的。
The world will only know that you are my disciples by loving one another.
只有凭住彼此相爱，世界的人才会认出你和我是耶稣基督的门徒。
Unloving behavior turns people off from the Christian faith.
没有爱心的行为是会导致人对基督教信仰的反感的。
It was said of the early church with all of their problems, see how they love one another.
尽管呢，早期教会有好多嘅困难，但系人系可以认出佢哋嘅特点，话睇下佢哋系点样几咁嘅彼此相爱。
In Lot's heart, there had been a building of resentment and selfish ambitions.
但系喺罗德嘅心里面，早就有咗怨恨同埋私心。
That building up was fueled when his farmers and Abraham's farmers had a dispute.
当罗德的牧人和亚伯拉罕的牧人相争的时候，罗德的不满就好像火上加油一样。
And the explosion took place.
然后就一触即发，爆炸了。
No wonder the Apostle Paul told the Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
难怪使徒保罗对腓立比的信徒说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in humility, consider others better than yourselves.
只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。
The Apostle Paul says later in that same chapter.
稍后保罗在同一章的经文当中讲，
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
做所有事的时候不要发怨言，不要起争论。
And Abraham looks at Lot and says,
而回去旧约的时候，亚伯拉罕就这样跟罗德讲了，
Please let there no strife between you and me. Take whatever land you want.
唉，请求你，你同我是不可以相争的，你先选择一个你要的地方啦。
By the world's standards, Abraham would be looked upon as a fool.
如果从俗世的角度来讲，阿伯拉罕真是很蠢啊。
By the world's standards, Abraham was stupid to be generous with a selfish man like Lot.
在熟世的角度当中，亚伯拉罕竟然对那位自私的罗德这么慷慨，真是非常之愚蠢。
But wait a minute.
但是各位听众朋友，请你等一等。
God promised the land to Abraham, not to Lot.
神所应许的地是要赐给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔的，不是给罗德的。
That's exactly right.
这样才是完全正确你说的话。
Please listen carefully.
所以请你去留心去听。
When God promises you something, it is guaranteed.
神所应许的东西是完全能够兑现的。
You don't have to stand up for your rights, it is guaranteed.
你不需要为自己去争取权益，因为在神那里已经有了保证。
You don't have to quarrel, it is guaranteed.
你不需要去同人去争辩争论，因为你已经得着保证。
You don't have to fight over it. It is guaranteed.
你不需要搏命咁样去争取一啲嘢，因为你已经得着保证。
You don't have to fight over appearances. It is guaranteed.
你不需要为表面嘅事物去争夺，因为你已经得着真正嘅保证。
You don't have to worry about results. It is guaranteed.
你不需要担心事情的后果，因为你已经得着保证。
That is why you can afford to be generous.
因此，你因为已经得着所有事情的保证，所以呢，你不需要再担心，你可以慷慨地去对待其他人。
Why?
点解你可以慷慨对待其他人？你已经有晒保证啦。
Because God granted you His promises.
原来系因为神已经赐咗应许俾你。
No selfish Lot would rob Abraham of that which God was going to give to him.
而嗰位自私嘅罗德绝对唔能够偷取神赐俾亚伯拉罕嘅嘢。
So.What does Lot do with this generous offer?
这样究竟罗德对亚伯拉罕慷慨的好意是怎样去回应呢？
Lot's eye became the binoculars of his heart.
罗德的眼睛就好像他心里面的望远镜一样。
Let us read verses 10 and 11 of Genesis 13.
就请你去听下我读出创世纪第十三章第十到十一节，圣经里面是这样说的：罗德举目见到约旦河的所有平原，直到所以都是滋润，都是肥美的。那个地方是在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄摩拉之前，好像耶和华的原子一样，亦都好像埃及地一样的地方。于是罗德就选择了约旦河的所有平原向东去迁徙，而罗德和亚伯拉罕在那一刻开始就彼此分离了。
In his selfish greed, Lot grabs the well-watered plains of the Jordan.
罗德用他的私心是拿了肥沃的约旦河平原。
But in his desire to grab the best for himself,It led him to his downfall.
但是他的欲望就是要为自己争取最好，可惜这个欲望却令他跌倒。
Let me tell you something about the eye gate.
让我告诉你一些有关眼帘的事。
Covetousness enter our minds through the eye gate.
贪婪会借住眼帘去进入我哋嘅思想。
Lust enters our minds through our eye gate.
欲念会借住眼帘嚟进入我哋嘅思想。
Eve saw that the fruit of the tree was appealing to the eye, and the rest is history.
夏娃喺创世纪开始嘅时候，佢就系睇到分别善恶树上面嘅果子系悦人眼目啊，但系佢却一失足，成了千古恨。
Achan, the son of Carmi, in the book of Joshua, saw the forbidden golden mantle, and he coveted.
在约书亚记当中呢，加米的儿子亚干啊，睇到嗰啲金银就起咗贪念。
He took it and hid it.
佢偷取咗嗰啲当灭之物，收藏喺自己嘅帐篷里面。
And it resulted in his death and his family's death.
结果佢同佢嘅家人都要面对死亡。
David saw Bathsheba, and she was beautiful in appearance, so he killed to get her.
大卫见到拔士巴美丽嘅容貌，为咗占有佢而不惜杀人，杀咗佢嘅丈夫乌利亚。
No wonder Jesus tells us.
难怪主耶稣曾经同我哋咁样讲过。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22,
是记载在马太福音第六章第二十二节的。
The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
眼睛就是身上面的灯。如果你的眼睛是嘹亮的话，你全身就光明。
When I was a little boy in Sunday school, we used to sing a song that goes something like this.
当我在小时候参加主日学的时候，我们经常会唱一首诗歌，这首诗歌的歌词大概是这样的。
Oh, be careful, my little eye, what you see, what you see.
啊，我小小的双眼，你要小心，你要小心你所看到的东西。
There is a God in heaven who is watching all the time.
在天上面的神是经常时时刻刻这样监察着我们的。
Oh, be careful, my little eye, what you see.
啊！我小小的双眼，你要小心所睇见的嘢。
What enters through your eye gate, if you gaze at it long enough, it will become your undoing spiritually.
进入你的眼的一些东西呢，如果你望得太久，它就会损害你的灵命。
Be careful of what you read.
所以你要小心你所阅读的一切。
Be careful of what you watch.
所以你要小心你所注目的一切。
Be careful of what you covet.
你要小心你所贪恋的一切。
Be careful of what you desire.
你要小心你所渴望的一切。
Be careful of what you long for.
你要小心你所期待的一切。
Because God may just give it to you.
因为神可能真的会让你去得着的。
No matter how attractive and pleasing to the eye it may be,
但是无论那些东西是多么的悦目，多么吸引你。
If it is inconsistent with the word of God,
如果它跟神的旨意和圣经相违背的话，
You are better off to close your eyes and get yourself a walking stick.
你最好立刻闭上你的眼睛，快点去离开。
Lot looked over the well-watered valley of Jordan and it reminded him of Egypt.
罗德见到那个肥美肥沃的约旦河谷的时候，他就首先想起了埃及了。
Lot may have left Egypt, but Egypt and the glamour of Egypt never left Lot.
你可以幻想一下，虽然罗德离开了埃及，但是埃及他尼罗河那种肥沃的黑土和埃及的魔力一直在这里缠住罗德。
So he grabbed for the green spot without showing any responsibility toward his generous uncle.
于是 他就抢先去选择了那块绿色的草地，而毫不顾念他那位慷慨的叔叔。
Lot was the type of person who was willing to sacrifice principles for possessions.
罗德就是那种为产业而放弃原则的人。
He was willing to sacrifice love for lust.
他为了满足自己的欲望而放弃了爱。
He was willing to sacrifice the master for materialism.
他是愿意为了物质主义、物质生活而放弃他的主。
The Bible tells us in Genesis 13:13.
在创世纪，圣经创世纪第十三章十三节这样跟我们讲的。
Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
所多玛人在耶和华面前是罪大恶极。
But that did not make any difference to Lot.
但是罗德觉得这一样东西是无所谓的。
Lot probably thought it was an opportunity to witness to them about the God of Abraham.
不知罗德是不是会觉得他可以有机会向这一些罪大恶极的人见证亚伯拉罕的主呢？
My listening friends, here is a principle that I do not want you to miss.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，我想请你留意，特别留心有一个的原则。
If you select and choose to become familiar with the wicked environment, thinking that you can change that environment.
如果你选择加入一个恶劣的环境，认为你自己可以进入去当中改变他们的话。
Most likely, you will be changed by your surroundings rather than you changing it.
但是很有可能你入到去，你却改变不到的环境，反而是你自己被个环境去改变。
Let us read verses 14 to 17 of Genesis 13.
让我们去读出创世纪第十三章第十四到十七节。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华就对亚伯兰讲了，从你所在的地方，你去举目向东、西、南、北去观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我亦都要使你的后裔好像地上面的尘沙这样那么多。人如果能够数算地上面的尘沙，才能够去数算你的后裔。我亦都要让你去起来，去中横走遍这些地，因为我要将这个地去赐给你。于是亚伯兰就搬了他的帐篷，去到希伯伦万里的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Our lives are full of choices.
我们的生命有很多选择的机会。
And we often choose what looks good to us.
而我们经常都会选择那些看起来很好看的东西。
But horror of horrors of what looks good to you and does not look good to God.
但是最可怕的是，有些东西你看起来是好的，但是神看起来却是不好的。
What God chooses may not look glamorous.
往往神所选择的东西看起来好像不是很吸引。
It may not appear good to the flesh.
外表看起来这些东西未必对我们的肉身有什么好处。
But oh, you can be sure it will be the more excellent choice.
但是你可以肯定它是最好、最顶尖的选择。
Lot goes into Sodom and he stays outside the gate for a while, hesitating to go in, but then he moves right in there.
罗德去到所多玛，然后在城门外面逗留了一阵，他犹豫不定，最终还是搬了进去。
Some of you are living in the tent outside the gate of Sodom and Gomorrah.
可能你们当中有些人都是活在所多玛和俄摩拉这一个罪恶之城，两个罪恶之城的城外的帐篷里面。
Some of you are camping so close to the forbidden city.
你们有些人可能就在这一个罪恶之城附近去扎营。
Some of you are sitting at the gates of sin, and what you need to do is run back to Bethel.
你哋有啲人系可能坐喺罪恶之城嘅门外面，其实你应该做嘅系尽快去离开，翻去伯特利嗰度。
Because the odds are that you will enter its city as Lot did.
因为大半你都会好似罗德咁样去搬入城里面。
Abraham did the same thing when he left the promised land.
如果你有收听我哋之前几次节目嘅话，你应该知道亚伯拉罕最初离开应许之地嘅时候，亦都做咗同样嘅事。
First he went to the Negev, and then he went to Egypt.
首先亚伯拉罕去了南地，然后就去了埃及了。
Lot goes in and he becomes success overnight.
当罗德搬入去索多玛俄摩拉城的时候，他一夜之间就成为了成功人士。
And the Bible tells us that he was tormenting himself every day in Sodom.
但是圣经话给我们听，他在索多玛里面是日日都很痛苦。
He knew he did not belong there, but he stayed there.
他知道他不属于这个罪恶之城，但是他仍然在那里逗留。
He knew that this wasn't the place for a man who knew the living God.
他知道认识神的人不应该住在这座城里面。
But he wanted to succeed at any price and to get ahead in life.
但是他不顾一切想要出人头地，所以他继续在那座城里面居住。
Until a disaster struck and his uncle had to risk his own life to rescue him.
直到灾难临头，他的叔叔亚伯拉罕才冒着生命的危险来救他脱险。
There are a number of principles in this chapter that I want to give them to you as I conclude.
其实在这一次的节目当中，我想告诉你听的主要就是几个的原则。
First,
第一个我要讲的原则是
Always return to the place of your failure to receive the Lord's forgiveness.
你总要回去你失败的地方接受主的宽恕。
Second,
第二个我要讲的原则是
Be magnanimous in dispute because God keeps his promises to you.
发生争执的时候要宽宏大量，因为神必定持守他对你的应许。
Thirdly,
第三样的原则我要讲的是
Let God make the choice for you.
让神为你作出选择。
Because what you see is not always what you get.
因为你所见到的东西并不是时常都得到的。
Fourthly,
第四样原则我要讲的是
Don't get friendly with the wicked environments because it can get you before you can get it.
请你不要与罪恶的环境为友，因为他会在你征服他之前先征服你。
It is my prayer that you would learn and understand these principles.
我们的祷告就是你能够明白并且学会这些原则，所以在节目结束的时候，我想给一首歌，送一首歌给你，这首歌叫做《谁主明天》。我们真的要知道神才是那个明日的主宰，祂才是为我们作出抉择的主宰，而靠着祂，我们不再与罪恶的环境为友，让我们是进入祂的丰盛当中，活出祂的旨意，去仰望祂的应许。送上这首歌给你，谁主明天。
谁定向为我指示？ 幻变世界会终结，唯独你永活永生，永不改变。耶稣，你是盼望，是你主宰今天，明日掌管于你手。
弟兄姊妹、听众朋友，我们每一日真是掌管在我们的主宰手里面。我们面对各式各样的冲突、引诱、试探的时候，真正的就是要去依靠我们的主宰，就是我们的主耶稣基督。我们亦都欢迎你写信来给我们分享你对我们节目的意见，或者你在信仰的道路当中所面对到的疑惑或者见证的分享。我们很乐意在生命当中成为你的同行者，成为你的伴侣，共你走过人生的道路。我们的地址是香港九龙大友街，大小的大，有没有的有，1号10楼。好啦，今日天路导向嘅时间又系差唔多，愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次再会。